Welcome to Ask Say the podcast. This is Sethi Oko speaking, and you are now listening to episode 16. For our topic today, we will be talking about experiences when it comes to online dating. This is such a hot topic because I see a lot of people asking about online dating during the pandemic and everything that revolves around online dating. And for this topic, I invited my good friend over. Her name is Leia, and she is a Filipino-Algerian born in Paris. She speaks French, English, Tagalog, and Spanish, and she is an entrepreneur, a content creator on YouTube, and a digital marketer. She has a YouTube channel called Heyo Leia, and she promotes her different cultures in an educational and entertaining way. If you want to learn more about French, Filipino, Arab cultures, you know where to find her. I'll have her link down in the information box. And she also works as a digital marketer in a travel agency and founded La Petite Manille in 2019. It is a community organization that promotes the Philippines in its traditional and modern age. Let's all welcome Leia.
Hi, Leia. How are you?
Hello, Say. I'm good, and you?
I'm very happy to have you over on Ask Say the podcast because we have a super exciting topic for today.
Yes. Thank you for inviting.
I invited Leia over today because we're going to be talking about experiences with dating apps. Oh my gosh, Leia, when did you first use a dating app and what was your reason?
Okay, so I was about 19, 20 years old. It was during my studies, during college. I was far from my friends and family. I was in France, but not in Paris because I'm based there, but I was far. And to be honest, I was kind of bored that time. It was winter, it was exam time, and I was I was curious and bored. So I downloaded Tinder because that was the only dating app that I knew before back then.
You started out of boredom. I think that's what most people naman do talaga, diba? Like, you know, when you're not doing anything and you get really curious talaga kasi about these apps, especially if you're, you know, you just want to explore. What do you think is the difference of using dating apps in the Philippines and abroad? Because you've used, diba, here and abroad.
Okay, well, obviously, the faces of the people. Iba talaga. Yes. If you have a type. So in France, it's diverse. In the Philippines, it's really like Pinoy, Asian type. So iba. In France, it's really more used like a hookup tool. And here, I was actually thinking when I first used Tinder or Bumble, baka conservative mga Filipino. That's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
When I grew up with my family. But surprisingly, I discovered that there are really Filipino modern, young, and it's also, there's also a hookup culture here in the Philippines. So,
you know, I have a friend, she ended up marrying the person she met on Tinder.
Amazing.
And this was ano pa ha, this was like yung early days pa ng Tinder in the Philippines. Yeah, I think some people see it as, ay, okay, she's on Tinder kasi she wants to fuck someone, something like that. But other people are there to really look for a genuine relationship talaga. Like, you know, are you familiar with OKC? OK Cupid? And there's something parang meron doon. I think on Bumble then. It's like, you're looking for, or are you interested in what? And then you put there, you know, what you're interested in. Ano ba? Hooking up lang ba? Or a serious relationship? So like, people get a feel na of what you are looking for, diba?
Earlier you asked me the difference between like France and the Philippines. In France, I feel like it's not taboo to say that we're on dating app. We're not gonna judge you like, oh, you're on Tinder.
Grabe, so it's common.
It's like, okay, do your thing, and whatever reason, if it's for hookup or anything, it's not gonna, like, for me, it's not something shocking. But I remember that one Filipino friend, when I said that I was like on Tinder, like for like curiosity and fun here, yung reactions, I mean, oh my God, ganun. Tapos, I felt like kind of judged. I was like, oh, okay, I'm still the same person, but it's okay, you know. On Bumble, you can even be on there for friendships, looking for friendship or even work.
Yes,
right? Bumble, which I think is amazing because There are people like me and maybe you, because we started by boredom, right? And so we're very active. We do a lot of things. And sometimes I don't have time to meet new people, meet new friends, because when I have free time, I like to spend it with my family or my best friends.
Yeah, I think it all boils down talaga to the perception of the person. Like, you know, your friend, diba, you said na parang he ba to? He judged you.
Grabe.
Yeah, okay, so I think kasi primarily because we are in a, hello, it's a Catholic and conservative country talaga. So there's really some kind of judgment talaga when people see you using the apps that are known for hookups, diba? But yeah, it all boils down to perception, because ako, if you told me that you're using, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't mind because I use it myself.
So then you said earlier, like your friend who got married by meeting someone on Tinder. I think there are many stories like that. Before, I know two people. My ate, she was on, before, Tinder, it was on the internet in France, like a dating meeting up online, and she's married to him now. He's super kind. Yeah, it's amazing, like more than 6 years, and this classmate my age, 5 years sila relationship, and they travel everywhere. And so what I've learned from that is exactly how you put out yourself on the dating app. If you play the hookup rules, then you're gonna end up in a hookup thing. But
that's
if
true.
In your first conversation you're like, you're more showing that you're really looking for something engaging, committing, and a relationship in the long term, then you're gonna go on this perspective with the other person.
That's true. Yeah. Kaya talaga, it's important to set your expectations agad, or what your intentions are agad. Because you know how a lot of people conceal it. In the beginning, laging, you know, pa-mysterious type, parang, oh, let's see how this goes. Pero without really laying out their intentions. Kaya it ends up really bad for the both, diba? Kasi you don't know ano intention niya, and then you end up playing, fucking around. Well, if that is your goal, then okay, nagawa mo yung fucking around. Pero if, di ba, pag hindi yun yung goal ng na-meet mo, so it becomes a problem talaga. So setting your intentions and expectations is really important from the get-go. Leia, did you ever try going on dates with people you met online?
Yes.
That was actually more stories. Yeah.
Okay, some chika-chikahan. So actually it was my first time on Tinder, my first experience, and I was surprised. I didn't expect to meet that guy.
This is Philippines, so Philippines or France?
So I was in France.
Okay.
It was back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the south of France as a college student, and I was swiping, and then I saw this cute half Asian guy. I could tell, and yeah, half Asian, French, and then we talked, and parang na-click kasi.
Yeah,
we were having fun talking, like. We were laughing about our different stories and cultures because we had many cultural common traits. So nakakatuwa to meet someone like you feel comfortable to talk with, and you're actually meeting like a normal person, like as I would talk to anyone else in around a coffee table. And then, of course, we were attracted to each other, and he invited me to a restaurant. And that was actually my first date ever, because before the going on date, I was never asked out on a restaurant. So yeah, I was really excited, and we ate a good dinner. It was really nice, but I was kind of nervous but excited. Because syempre nervous kasi kung sino baka yung tsura niya ba?
Yeah.
Baka maliit, mas maliit sa akin. Tapos naka-heels pa ako na konti.
Yeah, and people do that kasi, di ba? They lie. Like, everyone can lie on dating apps. Especially, I think, you know, what men lie the most about? Their height siguro, I would say.
Yeah.
Their height. Di ba?
Oo. Tsaka yung name nila, the last person I talked to, iba yung name niya sa totoo. Sabi ko, okay. Ayaw niya ma-found yung FBI or something.
But that's really but, nice that he took you to a restaurant. Kasi yung iba parang, you know, yung iba kasi from the get-go, alam mo yung intention ko, if they want sex lang, ma-feel mo eh. Makikita mo talaga sa words nila, the way they flirt.
Well, actually, when we were talking, we also were talking about our local food, like Asian food, how we loved it. Tapos sabi niya, sige, gusto mo mag, there's a Asian restaurant, a Thai, right by the street. Sabi ko, sige, hindi pa ako pumunta doon kasi we were new in town.
Yeah.
It was exciting to meet someone like me and then, you know, sharing stuff. So, around something we love to eat. So yun. Tapos siya pa nagbayad. Grabe, gentleman. Sabi ko, okay. My first experience was actually good. And the guy looked like the guy on the photos. So I wasn't disappointed. It wasn't a creepy dude. I felt comfortable. However, after that, so yun, may na-click kami, ganyan. Siyempre, it's a date. So I was kind of nervous. We went to his apartment after kasi it started raining. And yun, we went to his apartment and I've never like, I was like very, very nervous.
Yeah.
So I went to his apartment. He lived alone. Gave me some wine. We played some cards and then he grabbed me and like, because I was very nervous. I was like, oh wait, super excited. It kind of scared me off guard because it was my first experience that time with the guy na very around the date. And I didn't want to rush things up and I didn't want to tell him that I was caught off guard.
Yeah, and you were uncomfortable. Did you leave?
Yeah, I left.
That's
I left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, there's, you need to follow your guts.
Yes.
Even though it was raining, girl, ah, grabe, ah, parang bagyo. Sabi ko, wala akong pake, uwi mo na ako.
He didn't try to stop you naman. It was nothing scary naman.
Hindi naman. Sabi niya, are you sure? Sorry if I went too far. Ganun. Sabi ko, no, it's fine, but I'll go and we'll see each other another time. And hindi ko naman afterwards na cut the conversation or ghosted him because I liked him.
Yeah.
It was just maybe kasi na nga, since he was on Tinder and maybe he thought that I was in the hookup culture, baka yun. There was an unbalance. But he respected also my my reaction.
That's good. Kasi others like feel nila, oh, I fed you. I fed you dinner. I took you here. You have, yun, diba, may mga ganun talagang mga psychos.
Oo, na parang you owe me something.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Ba? No, it's not that how it works. Like, it's not because you pay us the restaurant. Actually, I can pay my own.
That's true.
That I owe you something. But I remember I was actually thinking of that. Should I do it? Because ganon. And I remember this really good advice from my mom. Like, if you don't feel it from your guts. And my dad always tells me, if you feel something wrong, just go home. It's okay.
That's
just,
true.
Don't think of if you hurt the other person kasi na nga, ikaw muna. Especially, di ba, nakakatakot rin. Hindi mo kilala. Hindi mo alam kung nasaan. Ganun. Yun. So, safety. But then, he was nice. We kept in touch.
So, you're still friends now?
We're still friends. But,
that's good.
Didn't go forward.
Yeah. Pero buti na lang talaga dahil he respected your no. Kasi talaga, with dating and everything, safety talaga is the first thing that you have to have talaga in mind. Especially for the younger generation, diba? Well, I'm 29 and you are 25, Leia, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and there are people younger than us who are, you know, on these dating apps, diba? So, would you say that was your worst experience? It's not the worst experience, Samano. What do you think?
Oh, no. No, that wasn't a first experience. Ano, mabait talaga.
Okay.
It's just, I was still naive and a bit romantic kind of girl too. So, yan lang. But my worst experience, I have funny worst experience. There's this lately, nothing bad happened really when I dated. Kasi, as you said, when you talk to someone, you need to also ask questions that can give you signals, diba?
Yeah.
Kung creepy or not.
Totoo.
The dude before meeting that person, if you feel na yung ano-ano sinasabi niya din parang weird, and those are red flags, and try not to meet that person. So I have two little stories. It was one in France during summer. I was on Tinder and I was writing my thesis on creating personal brand online. And then I swipe. It's a detail but important kasi. So like I swipe and I see this super like. So you know on Tinder there's the super like.
A super like, yes.
Exactly. So it means either the dude paid so that they can catch your attention, or you know. And so the guy was very familiar and he was actually a famous YouTuber. French YouTuber. I can't tell the name, but famous French YouTuber. I was like, wait, nasa Tinder siya? What the hell? And I followed him like for years and I was like, okay, sige, let's try. Baka fake naman. Then we talk. Tapos nag-add on Facebook. And it was actually him. Really him. When I say French YouTuber na famous, like millions of followers, and I was like, what the hell is he doing here? And he's older than me, like maybe 6-7 years older than me. I was like, oh, that's interesting. He seems nice from his videos and fun. We were talking normal. So I was like, baka I can meet him and then, you know, it can help me with my thesis and whatever can happen. So I just follow my guts, went okay. Then on Facebook, he sent me a bunch of voicemails. I was like, wait, nakakausap lang tayo. And for me, parang you feel too much comfortable to send me voicemails. Or do you feel like that when you meet someone?
Maybe a little, but I think yung iba, they just don't like texting, siguro. Because there are people like that, eh, no? Pero if kaka-mute yun lang, and then parang biglang madaming voice mail. I don't know. What did he say, though? Creepy.
Well, he was just, he was talking in a flirtatious way. And then he wanted to hear my voice.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay, but why? See if there's a vibe between us. So we go, okay, ano ba inanap niya talaga? And then talking, he was in a whole other perspective. And diba you said earlier, kailangan maset muna yung expectations natin.
And intentions, yes.
Intentions, exactly. So this is one example that we were not on the same page because I think he was looking for a wife to marry and have babies with. This guy was in another page. And then another story here in Manila. When I was before lockdown, I was on Bumble and I matched with two guys and we were talking, chilling really. Then this one guy told me, oh yeah, just got out of a event and I'm pretty tired, but it was fun. And then he sent me a photo of him in the event. I look at the photo. I see him with the tita and another young man who happens to be the other guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then?
So that's great. They know each other. And they just went to the same event. Okay. I was like, okay, but what's their link? What's their relationship? Best friend? They don't... So I was like, oh, that looks fun with your friends. And I was like, no, this is my brother.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Brothers.
Yes. So I was talking for weeks with the brothers and I was feeling very uncomfortable. And I stopped talking to them afterwards. And naturally, we stopped talking to each other naman.
Did they know that you were talking to both of them or no?
The one who sent me the photo, well, I felt uncomfortable, but it was a funny situation. I told him, okay, can I be honest? I was talking to your brother, but I didn't know anything. And he told me, oh yeah, that happens.
Oh my God. Oh.
And I was like, okay, but I was like, no, I won't. I didn't feel comfortable. And you, did you have any like?
Yeah, I went on dates. I went on dates with people I met online. Yung isa, I'll tell you one. I met this Australian guy living here in Manila. This was, I think, last year lang din. We ate at a Chinese restaurant. But he was super weird, girl. Kasi diba you know me, I'm like a super energetic, very bubbly girl. I really engage in conversation and everything. So, especially diba pag after nyo mag-order ng food, syempre, you are expecting na conversation tayo, diba? What happened during your day, ano nangyari, ganyan. So, I was really wanting to open up conversations, but he was super quiet. Super, super quiet. This is like an older, hindi siya super old ha, like an older guy, siguro 30s, ganon. And then, he was really fine naman, like when we were speaking online, kasi very clean. Wala, walang bahid ng kabastusan, wala. He didn't even have that hint na parang, oh, I wanna hook up, wala din. And then, yeah, so the food came. It was super awkward kasi ako lagi nagtatanong. Ako lagi na, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then he would give me like a two-worded or sobrang brief answer lang. Like, hoy, whatever. So we ate. And then after eating, parang the whole date lasted for, what, 36 minutes ba? Super brief lang, girl. Sobrang bilis lang. Then I was like, okay. And then he paid naman for the date. He paid for everything. I insisted that I can pay for myself. But he's like, no, 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 it's fine. And then that's it. And then we hugged goodbye. And then we went our separate ways. And then after the date, I was like, what the fuck was that? It was super duper weird. Yeah. So, hello. Alam mo agad na there's no connection. There's nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know.
Yeah, you just move on. Kasi... But at least I know, diba? I know na when you meet this guy, kasi ibang people, they connect online. Pero when they meet in person, nada, diba?
Yes, iba that's naman, so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. And for someone bubbly like you, that can't work. Like for me, same. It needs to be same. Bakit iba? Pero may tao ganyan, girl, na parang they feel comfortable behind the screen, but once in front, they are paralyzed.
Very true yan.
And then they don't feel, it's different.
Tsaka diba, Leia, vibes don't lie. The energy, the aura of a person, when you are with them, alam mo agad eh, mafe-feel mo eh. So, if there's nothing, nothing connects, and then, okay, bye-bye, diba?
Exactly. At least you won't regret it later thinking, what if I met that person and like, it will haunt you? Yeah, just really, you know, and move on.
And I really made sure that the date, funny nga eh, Leia, dinner to ha, it was at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock p.m. at Serendra. Yeah, 5 o'clock, super early, diba? I'm like, okay.
Uh-oh.
And then I think kasi nga medyo older guy siya, so he has like an early bedtime, ganyan. So, okay, whatever, ganyan. Oo, nakakatawa talaga.
Well, at least you had your, your dinner, tapos go on
Chinese
with
food, really good food. You know, Omegle, I was super young, 17, 18, and I was super bored. And I wanted to see what was out there. And I was super young, ha? This was way before talaga. So I met a guy, as in may nag-pop up na guy. I don't want to say too much.
With camera?
Yeah, with camera to. I don't really want to say too much because this is actually, you know, a little bit part of my private life. It's really actually lovely kasi I remained friends with this guy for hanggang ngayon, over 10 years.
More than 10 years?
Yeah.
Online friends.
Like on and off yung communication namin. Pero yeah, we remained friends and then I traveled with him once. It was the first time we met each other actually. It was super fun.
No way.
Yeah, it was the first time. Like, we do video calls and everything. I really feel, if there's one person I feel na sobrang comfortable ako with, it's with that person talaga. And you know, when we traveled together, there wasn't anything na feel ko na, nahihi ako and everything. No, kasi this guy has known me way before you two, girl. Diba? Super before.
Okay, so he knew you, like, naturally, all raw.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Super fun. And he knew me way before the YouTube thing and everything. So, it was just comfortable with him talaga, and traveling with him was really fun kasi it was like traveling with an old friend. Alam mo yun? Yeah.
I'm happy for you because Oh My Girl is like, or Chat Roulette are known for, you know, there are cameras and people just show random bastos stuff.
Yeah, diba? I heard about that.
So who would have thought you'd meet one of your good bestest friends like diba? That?
It's so cool. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Iba, they flash your boobs or the dick or everything.
Oh, grabe. But at least you get to meet. That's good.
Tapos, di ba, yung ano, it disappears agad. Kunwari, I see you. And then, pag hindi tayong uusap, mag-aano siya ulit, mag-rewind siya ulit, di ba? Diba? Ganun yung ano, before ng Omegle. So, yeah, we were able to exchange email addresses again. Girl, email address pa kami before mag-uusap.
Email address?
Oo, as in. Super fun. Nakakatawa. By talking to them, you get to know what kind of person they are, di ba? I personally, Leia, I personally love meeting people abroad.
Yay!
And then you stay in touch with them and then it's like, it's so fun, promise. And especially, tsaka Leia, how we have a travel, upcoming travel, remember that on Instagram?
Yes, girl, I'm so game.
Latin America.
Oh yes, I really want to. I already imagine like with the cocktails and music,
oh
dancing.
My gosh, yes, oh my god. So
above all that, traveling, it really opens your mindset.
That's
and
true.
How you treat other people, and you know, you get to be less judgmental also, and mm-hmm. that's when you grow.
Yeah,
and that's what I love.
And it's fun, Leia, kasi you open yourself up to different cultures, so you get deeper understanding na your culture is not the only culture that exists in this world, right?
Exactly, exactly that. Amen to this phrase. Listen to her.
Like you mentioned that all travels were suspended and there's literally no way to date people now unless it's online. Pero syempre, there are difficulties with that. It's so difficult kasi I saw an article from, I think, a psychologist or something. Sabi nila, it's not advisable kasi nga, more people are bored now. So, you know, whatever, I don't know, maybe whatever is formed during the pandemic, baka ano lang siya, out of boredom or, you know, it's nothing, it's not real daw. What do you think about that? Pandemic dating?
That's very interesting because we live for sure in a time that we are not sure about the future, about what's gonna happen in our mm-hmm. lives. And dating is like, are you gonna date for a relationship in the long term? What's your perspective in the future? Mm-hmm. And without even the pandemic, many of us went on dating out of boredom.
Yes.
And like me. And I feel that way that baka, maybe it's not for everyone though, but there's a major risk, a higher risk,
mm-hmm.
risk that everything that you do during the pandemic in terms of online dating can be just a fantasy or something very temporary.
Yes, temporary.
Just because you're bored and you miss the flirtatious colleagues and
yes.
being maybe some people do that out of boredom. I've seen lately a video on YouTube, a short film
mm-hmm.
that shows a online dating during pandemic, Filipino actors.
Talaga?
And it's so funny. Oh yeah, we'll send you the link. It's with Kim Smolina
mm-hmm.
and her boyfriend or fiance, I don't remember, but the storyline is so interesting and the ending, it just drops you like you're okay. We're dating during a pandemic. Is everything real?
Mm-hmm.
Is this guy even really single? Or maybe that guy has a girlfriend or wife?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Is this girl like really living in Manila? Baka ginamit niya yung Tinder passport tapos nasa ewan yung ibang bansa?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So as you said earlier, madaming pwede mag Sinungaling.
Yeah. Diba? You're so cute, so, yeah.
Marami nagsisinungaling online. So, it's hard. It takes a lot of effort to engage in dating apps. For now, if like you're single and you just need company, I think for my own perspective, I'd rather invest on myself for now.
That's very true.
I've been so disappointed also by the previous dates, like with cheaters, babaero, na may girlfriends. During pandemic, ang hirap na, di ba?
Like, totoo.
With the whole thing, I don't want to add this to my issues.
Totoo. I'm super true yan, girl.
If you guys are looking for, like, company, and if you're feeling horny, alam mo naman na kung gagawin
mo. You have sex toys for that, di ba, Lea? Yeah,
yun.
True. Yeah, because, you know, on There's Ask Say or... Yeah, with my branding, since I am tackling sex education then, you know, sex toys really help. Promise talaga. It's more than feeling malibog or feeling horny. It's really for me, I see it as a wellness thing. Using sex toys talaga, it's a wellness thing. Because, you know, when you orgasm every day, it improves your mood. And you know, Leia, diba, you mentioned something about talking to people online and then sinasabi mo parang it's not gonna go anywhere. And it's so important kasi, like, when you talk to someone, you're investing kasi. You're investing yourself, your time, your emotional strength. Lahat eh, ini-invest mo. So, it would be such a shame to see all of that go to waste. Kasi diba, ngayon, hookup culture, ghosting. Yung mga nag-ghost, alam mo yun? Na parang, I have girls message me, sabi, oh, we've been talking, sobrang okay lahat. All of a sudden, nawala siya. Ghosted ako. Yeah. So parang, yeah, you feel weird kasi you've invested so much on something na ended up wala, di ba? So parang, yeah, it's a precaution then to take talaga. Don't invest all of yourself. Yun yung pinakamalaking fault talaga or pinakamalaking mistake is investing everything that you have on something that you don't know, you know, temporary lang pala. Diba? Sobrang totoo yun.
Super. Tsaka, when you meet someone and you have your first conversation, yung importante rin mag-ask to ourself is it worth it? Is my energy and time to that person worth it? Isn't it there like other people closer to me, like my family, my cousins, my best friend, childhood friends who need me right now during this pandemic?
God, yes. That's super true. Yeah.
Kaya yun na. So then I deleted na Tinder.
Leia, if we can just do a recap, no? Ang last part ko here is the best advice for using dating apps. Ako, my number one muna is to be careful and do not trust easily because people lie online. So earlier you told us about your experience, diba, when you went to his apartment after a really good dinner, ganyan. What's the good thing about that is that he didn't force himself on you, diba? Pero in other circumstances kasi, we have girls who doesn't have or who don't have the same instincts like you do. Kasi diba ikaw, you listen to your gut. The others kasi know it, especially when they are intoxicated. So we just really want to put the word out there that your safety is the number one thing that you have to focus on talaga when it comes to dating. Well, during the pandemic, hindi naman kayo makakalabas or whatever, pero talaga, super being careful is number one and you do not trust people easily talaga, especially... So many people can lie. I can tell Leia, I'm a doctor. And then, syempre, pwede niya mo paniwalaan, di ba? You can make shit up, di ba? And especially now, you can grab other people's photos and create an entirely new identity. Ikaw naman, Leia, what's your number one best advice?
Don't try to force yourself in doing anything that you don't want to do. Just because you feel pressured off being in a relationship or dating. If you don't feel like it, just don't go. And then set your intentions clear at first so that you don't waste your time. for you and the other person. And also avoid the situations that are very awkward, like the ghosting part, or the maybe the other person will ask you for photos and you're not really into that. Just be sure.
That's true. I love what you said na, so that you don't waste your time and other people's time. Totoo, Lana, with my age, kunwari if I date again, like do dating stuff like online, I wouldn't want my time to be wasted, diba? And even the other person's time. Kaya talaga setting intentions from the get-go is also super important.
Don't let anyone you meet online define who you are.
Yeah,
love yourself first, diba, girl?
Yes, and your worth is not based on how people see you, especially strangers, kasi hindi ka nila kilala. Hello, that's super true. Before you go, we will not let you go without speaking French. You don't have to teach me kasi it's so hard. All I know is je m'appelle, c'est. Yun lang alam ko from France. Okay.
Écoutez, merci Sey pour ton invitation. Aujourd'hui, c'est difficile, mais on va réussir ensemble. Aimez-vous, prenez soin de vous et vous êtes tous beaux et belles.
Oh my God, your French talaga sounds so sexy, I swear. Oh my God,
girl,
what do you
say? I said mabaho, no joke. I said, thank you, Sey, for inviting me. We are living a difficult time today, I know, but stay strong and you are all beautiful people.
I love that.
Oh, and love yourself, you.
That's so cute. Oh my God, girl. Okay, so guys, if you didn't know, Leia does YouTube videos. Leia, can you invite them over sa mga social media pages mo?
Sure, with pleasure. So I am on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. My name is Heyoleia, and I hope you'll enjoy my content since I'm promoting my different cultures, French, Filipino, in a fun and educational way.
This is so much fun. Oh my gosh, Leia, I hope after everything, we get to do bar at the studio para sobrang, my goodness. Ang sakit ng thighs, no? It's really good for your thighs. Super thank you, Leia, for giving me your time today and giving us your wisdom about, you know, your experiences on dating apps.
Thank you, Sey. Merci. Salamat sa inyo pong lahat. And very excited. And yeah, and hope to talk to you soon, meet you soon around the bar and the other bar.
Yes, I love that. Thank you, Leia.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that is the end of our episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. And if you have any comments or any input about this episode, please do share on social media with the hashtag AskSeyThePodcast. Thank you for listening.